Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, it is time to start. It is 5 o'clock Eastern Time, Blog Talk Radio. The Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente of the aforementioned. So glad that you could join us today on the day after Christmas. We're going to be joining the Gary Snyder Show, 1400 WBAT and Marriott. We're going to do our daily simulcast with them. We're talking about, a variety of things. Did you get a Christmas gift you didn't like? What are you going to, are you going to take it back? Are you going to let the person know you didn't like the gift? Also, on the plate, we're going to talk a little bit more about Richard Murdoch and his extreme positions as opposed to Senator Lugar, who's running for re-election and should, without too much of a problem, probably sew that election up. He has the history, though, of reaching across the aisle and working with some Democrats and other people who maybe not see things exactly the way that the Republicans do. And a lot of the Tea Party people don't like that. A lot of the Tea Party want to see Richard Lugar go. They think that he's a part of the establishment. He's been around for a long time. So we're going to take your calls. We'd love to take your calls, talk to you about Christmas. What was your best Christmas memory yesterday? What was your worst gift? What was your favorite gift? 917-889-8516 is the digits to get to me and Gary. And we'll be glad to talk with you. What's on your mind? We got 1 hour of our live time left right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. So glad that you could join us. We'll be right back right after this on the Balance Radio Network. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could join the Balance Plus Gary Snyder Show. It is the Monday, the day after Christmas. We're talking about what was your worst gift, what was your best gift. We're also talking about the Pacers. The Pacers open up their season tonight out at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Still getting used to that. It's not Conseco Fieldhouse anymore. It's Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Well, we better get used to it because they're going to be around for a good number of years. We're going to be joining up with 1400 WBAT and Marion any moment. We're going to continue our conversation about Lugar, Murdoch. What are your thoughts? 917-889-8516, the number to get with us. Hey, so glad you could join us. Stand by. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network on the Monday right after Christmas.
Follow the progress of Billy Shepard. It's yet another storied season of Marion basketball on the station that's been telling the Giants story for over a half century. 1400 WBAT. Marion Giants basketball with Jim and Jeff. Game night on 1400 WBAT.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stcenturyfirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stcenturyfirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
All right, this is Scott Abbott, Murder and the City. Don't go revenging in my name. One person dead from such a plenty. No need to go get locked away. When I leave your arms, things that I think of, no need to get over a lot. I'm coming home.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am the aforementioned Gary Snyder. Also joining us is co-host of the show from now to the end, Tom Marquis. Tom, are you there?
I am here all the way to the end with you, brother.
We are also joining the Balance Radio Network, correct?
We are. I am so sorry. See, I'm not used to being on your show all day long, and it just like it all merges together. But, yes, we are here on the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you could join us streaming across the United States on Blog Talk Radio, and so glad that you could be a part of our show today on the day after Christmas.
All right, Jenna, we a little bit earlier, and I think we'll do this at the bottom of the hour again, and we had an opportunity to take some phone calls, talk a little politics. What I want to do now, Tom, is we had a chance to sit down with our good friend, Governor Buddy Romer, and with the Iowa caucuses just a month away. I thought maybe we could replay this and let our good friends and everybody out there hear our interview with Buddy Romer, former governor of Louisiana and Republican presidential candidate. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
All right. I had a chance to sit down with Governor Buddy Romer, former Louisiana governor, last week, talked to him about his presidential run. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed in this interview. Here's my interview with Governor Buddy Romer. We're going to waste no time getting to our next guest. He is a former congressman, the former governor of Louisiana, and a Republican presidential candidate. Buddy Romer, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you, Brother Snyder. Glad to be here, man.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm in New Hampshire, and it's a little cold for me and the high humidity. So we got half of Baton Rouge here, the high humidity. But the cold weather, wow.
Well, hey, you're running for president on the Republican ticket. You're maybe not a household name like some of the others, and that may be for better or worse. But tell my listeners real quick a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for president.
I'm 68. My living is made as a Main Street banker, community banker. I have a bank that I've built in the last 6 years that's almost $1 billion in size. And we didn't foreclose on any mortgage holders or shut down any businesses. We grow jobs. As you said, I'm a congressman and a governor in my past life. And I run for president because I think we're headed in the wrong direction. And every problem that I worry about, jobs, unfair trade, a trade imbalance like the world has never seen, devaluation of our currency, lack of an immigration policy, addiction to foreign oil. Everything I see, budget reform, tax reform, banking reform, health care reform, everything I see needs to start with the money in politics, or they'll never correct these problems. And I look at the Republican candidates, Gary, and I didn't see anybody with a record of fighting corruption. I didn't see anybody who turned down a big check. I don't care where it came from. I think they're bought and sold. And I decided to stand up. Maybe I'm by myself, but I decided to stand up and say, this is a great nation. We can fix every problem if we take the special interest money out of the room and form a team. And that's what I'm going to do.
Well, when you talk about special interest in money, you probably don't have to look any farther than the person leading the Republican, at least in polling right now, in Newt Gingrich. And I know you've had some words for him here over the last few days, just looking at Twitter and Facebook. Talk to us a little bit about Newt and the money that he's taken over the years.
Well, I know Newt. I was in Congress in the 80s, and Newt was there. Newt has good ideas often. They're undisciplined, and they change with who's paying him. I mean, he's paid by the ethanol tax and for ethanol. Well, there's no excuse in a nation that borrows 43 cents out of every dollar it sends to give ethanol subsidies to three big companies. Oh, Newt's for that early in the campaign when they paid him. Now he's running for president, he's against it. I mean, Newt worked for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He got paid $1.8 million to sing their praises. Meanwhile, publicly, he was saying they should be eliminated. You can't have it both ways. It's called hypocrisy. Let me put it to you this way. I think Washington, D.C. is corrupt. And somebody who makes his living there, taking money from the companies that are supposed to be regulated, from companies that are supposed to be owned by the public, is at the trough. And the reason the pig smells good to somebody in the trough is that that's where they're making their living, smelling pigs. And that's Newt Gingrich.
Now, I had an opportunity to have a former super lobbyist, Jack Abramoff, on my show about 3 weeks ago. And my first question to him was this. I asked him, you know, it's my contention that if you want to know why someone in Washington, whether it's a politician, a candidate, whatever the case, is doing something, all you have to do is look at where he is getting his money. How am I wrong? And his direct answer to me was, Gary, you're not.
No, look, I'm a diabetic. I've been a diabetic for 40 years. And my doctor told me when I was a young boy and became a diabetic, type 1, insulin-dependent, juvenile diabetic, and we talked at length about it, and he says, you are what you eat, buddy. You have to eat properly. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. In politics, you are where you get your money. And if you get your money from Wall Street banks, you won't reform them. If you get your money from earmark companies in the budget, you'll never balance it. If you get your money from corporations who want special loopholes in the tax code, you'll never clean the code up. You are where you get your money. Here's my rule. $100 limit, no PACs, no super PACs, full disclosure. Now, here's what you should know about me. That's the way I've always been. That's the way I ran for congressman and won and was reelected and was reelected and was reelected. That's the way I ran for governor. They laughed at me in all my races. They said, oh, he's a smart guy, but he doesn't take the money, and you can't win without the money. Yes, you can. If you ask the people to step forward, I need a million people to stand with me, and we will clean Washington, D.C. up. I did it in Louisiana, a corrupt state, and we took unemployment 12 to 6% in 4 years, and all these guys running for office talking about jobs, and they're going to do this. They're not going to do a thing because they're bought and sold. You have to be free first, Gary. Then you can do good things. That's what built America. Free men, free women. You've got to be free as president or you can't do a damn thing.
Well, let's talk about your campaign a little bit. I've seen about every debate there is. You haven't been included. My guess is because you're not meeting that threshold of whatever percent they've arbitrarily set. If you're not getting in the debates, how do you run a campaign and get your word out there?
Social media has been a big help to us. We're about 2% in the polls, a little bit better than that. In the last poll, we were ahead of Huffman, we were ahead of Rick Santorum, we were ahead of Gary Johnson. We haven't spent a dime on media, and we have not been in the 15th debate. You know what's funny about the debates? They keep changing the rules every time I qualify. I wonder why that is. I started off and I called them and I said, look, I'm a former governor or a former congressman. I'd like to be in the debates. I think I'll add something. They said, well, you have to be a formal candidate. So I announced formally. I called them back 3 weeks later after I announced. And they said, oh, you have to have 1% in the national polls. So I worked hard, and 4 weeks later, I got 1% in the polls. So I called them back, and they said, well, you have to have 2% in the polls. So I worked another 4 weeks, and I got 2% of the polls. 3 weeks ago, I called them back. I had half the people they had in the debate. I called them back, and they said, oh, yeah, Governor, you got to raise $500,000 in the last 90 days. When did that become a criteria? I mean, my average gift is $51. These guys are taking $5,000 and $10,000 and $100,000. And in Mitt Romney's case, $4 million checks. I've got to raise a $500,000. Why don't they raise it under the rules that you'll be president? $100, no PAC money. I challenge them to do it.
Well, I don't think they can because, you know, money is the mother's milk of politics.
Yeah. If you are where you get it. You know what I would like to know? For 40 years, I've been debating money in politics. I'm a conservative, so I think there ought to be full disclosure. The liberals thought there ought to be limits. Right now, we live in a society where there are neither limits nor full disclosure. And if you look at a line in Washington, D.C., and a person is standing there for 15 months as a small businessman to have a say about the tax code, a guy with a big check can walk up at the last minute, get in front of the small businessman, and get all the loopholes he can buy. It's corrupt, and it's not right.
If you're just joining us here on the Gary Snyder Show, we're speaking with former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer, presidential candidate. You're in New Hampshire. Are you kind of making your last stand in New Hampshire, or will you be there for Florida and South Carolina also?
New Hampshire's important to me, Gary. It's a good question. It's a small state. It's the first freely decided election in the cycle. I mean, Iowa's a great state, but it's a caucus there. That's very expensive and kind of unique. New Hampshire is manageable. It's a small state. It's a place I can focus. But, you know, retail politics is not practice anymore, Gary. This election's all about the debates. I mean, there's been 15 national debates. And in New Hampshire, most people still don't know I'm running for president. I think there'll be a newspaper editorial in a major newspaper in New Hampshire this Sunday that will point me out as the kind of person who'd be a great president and ought to be in the debate, and we'll see if we can catch fire. It's pretty important in New Hampshire. I'll spend every dime that I raise in New Hampshire. The election here is January 10th, and I'd like to be, there are 10 people running, I'd like to be in the top four or five and make a statement that limited money but a strong message can carry the day.
Well, let me ask you this. We've got your impressions of Newt Gingrich and heard you talk a little bit about Mitt Romney, the third person polling right now in New Hampshire and Iowa and a lot of the other states is Ron Paul. Give us your impression of him so far.
I like him. I think he's honest and honorable. His issue is an important one. It's not as important as money in politics. His issue is money and the value of it. That's very important. But I like Ron. I know Ron personally. Here's how I met him. We were in Congress together 30 years ago. Now, Ron's still there. He's persistent. After I became governor, I went back into private life. But I like Ron Paul. And what I like best about him is his integrity. What you see is what you get. Newt kind of is like a chameleon who changes colors. Mitt Romney represents the 1%. Of those three, it's an easy choice for me, Ron Paul.
Well, let me ask you this, and I think you catch at least my listeners. I've had several texts here asking me, who is this guy? I love what he has to say about money and politics. You know, Indiana may be in play at some point, but we also stream, also have a lot of followers up in New Hampshire, a lot of listeners. You know, make a case, make your case on why you should be the next president of the United States.
The next president needs to be free to lead. And by that I mean he needs to grapple with real problems and stand strong. Immigration. Unfair trade from China, restoring made in America and manufacturing in our country, budget reform, tax reform, small business relief through deregulation, energy independence. The next president doesn't need to be owned by these companies. to be free. And the best way to do it is to have your first bill be on campaign reform. Keep the lobbyists from bringing a check. Have full disclosure. Do away with super PACs. Bring PAC money down to individual money. Have 48-hour reporting. And have criminal penalties. If you clean Washington up, the president can leave. That's the first job, because they're connected to all the other jobs. And finally, this race is not decided yet. Every 6 weeks, there's a new leader. The NBC poll yesterday in New Hampshire said that 59% of the people in New Hampshire are undecided. This race is wide open, and I'm asking people to get on BuddyRomer.com and stand with a man who has all of his life fought corruption, beginning in Louisiana and ending in Washington. Stand with me, and we'll make America strong again. Stand with me, and jobs will happen. Stand with me, and this country will explode with economic activity.
Well, Governor Romer, I appreciate you joining us today. I'll get this interview up on our website, and you can send a link out and let everyone listen to it. Great interview. I agree with you 100%. Good luck, and if you ever need a platform, just let me know.
Thank you, Gary. We'll do it again, I promise. Bye-bye.
With the price of gas jumping up and down overnight, wouldn't you like to know how much a fill-up in your car is going to be? Central Indiana Ethanol is the local producer of clean-burning E85 and can deliver it to your home or business. Go to CIE.us or call 765-384-5800 and ask about an E85 delivered price of just $2.69 a gallon, helping the local economy and reducing our dependence on foreign oil. It's Central Indiana Ethanol.
Hello again, sport fans. Jim Brunner with looking minutes on sports for this Monday evening. Big night of sports right here on your Hoosier AM/FM radio stations. Coming up this evening right here on WBAT at 7:05, Tom Crenan to talk about his undefeated Indiana Hoosiers opening up Big Ten play against Michigan State and Ohio State later this week. Two very tough basketball games. 7:05 again for that broadcast right here on 1400 and 8 o'clock tonight. It's Monday Night Football wrapping up week number 16, and it should be a good one. The Atlanta Falcons taking on the New Orleans Saints. Meanwhile, if you want to know what's going on in the local sports scene, you can check out Don's Tap into Sports coming up this evening at 5:15 over on 860 ESPN Radio. I'll be there with the guys from the CT talking about what's happening the local sports scene. Don't forget Grant Ford boys basketball tomorrow beginning at 9:30 in the morning on 860. That's sports. Jim Brunner reporting.
News. I was struggling to maintain contact with the professional world.
Dr. Ferner of Indianapolis talks about why he got the new Captel Caption phone from Relay Indiana.
When I got the Captel phone, it turned it around.
Go to RelayIndiana.com. That's RelayIndiana.com. And read up on the Captel Caption phone.
People that I talk with do not necessarily know that I have this Captel service. It's a piece of cake.
Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more.
Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46 is coming to town. So come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, the NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL Experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-PIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl. The NFL prefers Visa, the official card of the NFL.
Is right to work wrong for Indiana? What educational topics will surface? Will we see local government reform? State Senator Jim Banks will be in the middle of those General Assembly discussions, and he'll have weekly updates. Starting Friday, January 6th at 7:15 a.m., WBAT brings you the observations of Senator Banks. And if you'd like to submit questions for the senator, email them to WBAT@comtech.com. It starts Friday, January 6th at 7:15 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you legislatively informed.
Ed Thompson, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Been living. That's no reckless tragedy, and this welcome to the family.
back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Buddy Romer. Tom, what'd you think of Buddy?
He's got a lot of energy. I'll say that, not much for him. It's hard to take guys like that as well as serious as he might want to be. It's hard to take guys like that seriously when it comes down to trying to. Here's the way I look at it, and this is what I look. Why I look at things the way I do with Ron Paul. I think what's going to happen is if you've got an Obama Romney ticket, for example, they're going to be head and head. You got a Newt Obama ticket, there's going to be some fluctuation and probably Obama wins. But I think that if you throw Ron Paul in the mix or guys like that in the mix, it just ensures a landslide victory for Obama. So guys like that, I'm sure that they mean well. He's got a lot of energy. I just can't see myself getting behind and saying, hey, this is the guy for president of the United States.
Well, I think when you look at Buddy Romer, well, I think he is probably a third-tier candidate. Obviously, he's a third-tier candidate. I guess I wouldn't put him in the same category as Ron Paul, simply for the fact that Ron Paul right now, if it was the caucus was held today, he would most likely win Iowa. If the New Hampshire primary was held today, he'd probably finish in second place. And, you know, when you take a look at some of the head-on-head polls with Barack Obama, Ron Paul does quite well, does better than any other or just as well as any other candidate. If him and Romney basically pull the same against a head-to-head matchup with President Obama. But you have to like the way Romer goes after the money in politics, and it's so true these days. If you want to know what a politician is doing, all you have to do is look at where he is getting his money, plain and simple. And unfortunately for Buddy Romer, his message will probably be lost simply because he doesn't have the money to compete. All right, quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more U.S. Senate race. If you want to give us a call, actually, we'll open it up. Number one, if you want to chime in and defend Richard Murdoch's honor against my Cyrillus attacks, you can do that at 765-662-1400. Or, since yesterday was Christmas, if you got an awful Christmas gift and you are taking it back or going to re-gift it next year, let me know. I'd like to know what you got and why you're doing it. Or your worst Christmas gift you ever received. All right, 765-662-1400. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
You're listening to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquisel, Presidente. So glad that you could join us. We're just talking with Buddy Romer. I'll tell you what, he does have a lot of energy. And, yes, he is running for president of the United States, and he was a former governor of New Orleans, former congressman. He just doesn't do it for me. He doesn't seal the deal for me. He's obviously a third-tier candidate. I think money's going to be a big issue for him. And, again, as you throw in Ron Paul in the mix, I kind of think that that's not really the direction. I like some things that Ron Paul has to say, but there again, we're looking at people – Ron Paul, the establishment. So obviously that's going to be an issue with a lot of voters as we're going to get into a conversation about with Murdoch and Lugar. Well, we're going to open up the phone lines for the last half hour of our live time here on the show tonight, 917-889-8516. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. What are your good Christmas gifts? What are your bad Christmas gifts? Did you take them back? Are you going to keep them? Are you going to re-gift them? What are your best times over the Christmas holidays? Murdoch, Lugar, and anything else that might be on your mind, 917-889-8516. Obviously, the Pacers take the floor tonight in just about, 90 minutes or so when they take on their season opener against the Detroit Pistons. Obviously, they got their own new head coach as well, and they're used to winning. And as we talked with Jim Johnson about earlier on, and he'll be on our Blog Talk Radio show here in about 30 minutes. He'll talk, I'm sorry, in about an hour, he'll talk with us about the Pacers and their start against the Pistons and what the Pacers have to do to have a very successful season. He believes that Frank Vogel is a key part of that, and he thinks that Frank Vogel is bringing a lot of energy to the Indiana Pacers. And quite frankly, I agree, and it's exciting to see a lot of new faces out on the floor. Obviously, Wes, all-star guy from the Hornet, had a torn ACL last year. He's recovering from that and comes over to the Pacers. I think he's going to add a lot. He's going to relieve some of that pressure from Danny Granger, and really excited to see what he can do on the floor tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. So you thought you were going to catch me saying Conseco Fieldhouse. Obviously, it's not Conseco Fieldhouse. Money talks, and yeah, you know what walks. My name is Sean Marquis. Welcome to the Ballots/Gary Snyder Show. It is the Monday after Christmas. The number to get in touch with us, 917-889-8516. You got about 30 minutes. We want to hear what's on your mind today. We'll be right back. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome to an after Christmas Day version edition of the Gary Snyder Show. Well, everyone else has the day off in radio, not I. I am here bringing you the information and opinions you need. All right, before we get to co-host Tom Marquis, and of course he is the co-host every day from now to the end. When I needed new carpet for my living room, I did what everybody else does. I went and checked out the big home improvement box stores. And when I did this, I found something was missing. Service. You know what I'm talking about here if you've experienced this. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, so you get both. They had Mohawk, Stainmaster, Baylow, Shaw. Lehman Floor Covering also had that special something that was missing from all of those big home improvement box stores I checked out. Great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years. 50 people, 50 years in business if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call, 260-356-7226. 356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at laymanfloorcovering.com or just head on over to their newly expanded store at 1948 Aetna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington. All right, we're going to take your phone calls again, 765-662-1400. I think we can probably open it up to three topics. We'll do this. The U.S. Senate race, number one. Did you get a crappy Christmas gift? How are you going to return it? What are you going to do with it?
Well, apparently we have lost the Gary Snyder Show, so we'll try to reconnect with them here in just a moment here. not sure exactly what happened. The beauty of live radio, you just never know. You're listening to The Balance / Gary Snyder Show, we hope. We'll be right back.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
A caller earlier in the show that just told us how much she liked the show. So we'll even take phone calls on that. Do you like the show? Do you like the Gary Snyder Show? Do you dislike it? What do we do well? What do we do poorly? What would you like to see changed? Tom, any suggestions there? 765-662-1400 if you want to give us a ring. Tom, do we finally have you back?
I am back, sir. I don't know. The beauty of Skype and live radio, you never know what happens, but I am back.
You are back. All right. Again, 765-662-1400 if you want to give us a call. I put up a story today that I found online, and this is what I named it, and I'll read a quick couple paragraphs to you. Maybe you guys can disagree if you want. 765-662-1400. Senator Lugar nails it. Tea Party killed chances to be a majority in the U.S. Senate. Thought you might enjoy this. Senator Lugar nails it, talking about the fringe Tea Party candidates costing the Republicans a majority in the Senate. I guess you can say Richard Murdoch, Christine O'Donnell, Sharon Engel, all endorsed by the Tea Party Express, are three peas in a pod. Over the weekend, Senator Richard Lugar went on CNN's Candy Crowley, a six-term senator who may face a difficult re-election due to a challenge from the right, I would say the extreme right, used recent Republican Senate losses in Nevada, Colorado, and Delaware to expose the flaws in the Tea Party-backed candidate. They were people who claimed that they wanted somebody who was more in their Tea Party aspect. But in doing so, they killed off the Republican chances for a majority, Lugar said on CNN's State of the Union. This is one of the reasons why we have a minority in the U.S. Senate right now. Now, obviously, you can go to GarySnyderShow.com and read the rest of the article. But I completely agree. I think he nailed it. You have put up more mainstream candidates. And when I say mainstream, I'm talking about not fringe candidates like Richard Murdoch or Sharon Engel or the guy in Colorado or Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. And maybe we have a U.S.-controlled Senate right now. Tom, you say what?
Well, we have a U.S.-controlled Senate.
define what you mean by U.S. controlled Senate.
Republican Senate. So obviously, the Republicans stayed in the minority as the Republicans took the House. But if it weren't for these fringe candidates put forth by some of these fringe Tea Party groups, the Republicans would have a majority in the Senate right now. And a lot of this legislation being put forth that people want to complain and gripe about President Obama, that'd be a totally different story right now if the Republicans were in charge of the Senate.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that what you look at is you have a lot of local chapters of the Tea Party. Perhaps they're in Grant County or Huntington or whatever, local chapters that don't make a lot of difference in the big picture. And so that's why they're making a lot of noise with this Lugar-Murdoch thing. But nationally, I think nationally the Tea Party is very, very well organized, and I think that they can put candidates in there. So I don't think that if it wasn't for the Tea Party that the Republicans would have control of the House, because actually, to be honest with you, I think if it wasn't for the Tea Party, I think that the Democrats would have control of the House. I'd have to disagree with you on that on a national spectrum of on all the seats. Now, you do have your little pockets of Tea Party people that I think just make a lot of noise and really aren't accomplishing much of anything. But when you look at it nationally and you look at the candidates they're able to bring forth, I think that they add a lot to the U.S. Senate and Congress, if that makes sense.
Well, Tom, I think when you look at the Tea Party, I think they do well when you're looking at candidates. The closer you are to a local level, the better the Tea Party candidates do. And I think you see that time after time. You see some at a local level, maybe at a state representative or a state Senate level that are backed by the Tea Party. Obviously, you see some by Congress. But these Tea Party groups, there just aren't enough of them. They are a very loud minority. And when you get to state elections like a U.S. Senate race or a governor's race or a presidential race, they're more hot air. They're more bark than bite. And when you have places like Colorado and Nevada and New Hampshire where maybe there were enough groups out there to get these people the party nominations over more mainstream candidates, they got thumped in a general election.
Well, New Hampshire, I think, has a lot of different angles to it. New Hampshire historically is a very, very large independent voter thing. That's why New Hampshire's so important.
Let me check that. It's not New Hampshire. Christine O'Donnell was not from New Hampshire. So I apologize. I believe it was Vermont.
Okay. Well, the Northeast. I mean, a lot of that Northeast, New Hampshire, Vermont, those states are very much independent voters. And that's one reason why the New Hampshire primary is huge, because it gives candidates an idea of where the independent vote is going and what they are looking at. But I don't take a lot of stock in the outcome of the whole election by what happens in Iowa, what happens in New Hampshire. Now, the reason, going back to the Tea Party is it does make a very loud noise on the minority side of the fence. They are a grassroots organization growing in leaps and bounds, and it has been proven time and time again that grassroots can get politicians elected. Granted, more so on the local level, your local state, and you move up to the congressional, you get a lot of Tea Party support in Congress. And when you go to elect a senator, that goes exactly what I was talking about a while ago. When you look at how powerful a senator is, as opposed to how powerful Congress is, it's harder. It's harder for the Tea Party to get their voice known. That's why they're going to scream a little bit louder. That's why it would be a huge, huge win for the Tea Party in the state of Indiana for Murdoch to upset Lugar. You and I both know the reality of that of happening is almost none. And not that Luger should be overconfident in his campaign, but I think that he's doing all the right things. And I certainly think that, that there's enough people that believe in what he's doing in Washington for them that he's going to be very difficult to beat. And so they have to make a very loud noise because that's all they have. Unfortunately, a lot of times that loud noise gets disrupted and clouded with ramble, with stuff that really doesn't matter about anything at all, which is why, again, that they have a difficult time when they get higher up the ladder in getting their candidates elected.
All right, if you want to give us a call, 765-662-1400. If you want to defend State Treasurer Richard Murdoch against my surrealist attacks, 765-662-1400. I say the Tea Party costs the Republicans a majority in the U.S. Senate. I agree with Senator Richard Lugar. 765-662-1400. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
We all know how serious that brain can be.
And you're listening to the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you guys could be a part of us, a part of the show today. It is Monday, the Monday after Christmas. Boxing Day, as a lot of people are might know it by, and you say, oh, well, what's Boxing Day? Well, I am so glad that you asked because, you know, aren't you glad that I just have all the answers for you? Actually, Boxing Day is a traditional English holiday. It's the day that follows Christmas when wealthy people and homeowners in the United Kingdom would give a box containing a gift to their servants. Of course, nowadays, Boxing Day is better known as a bank or public holiday. Again, it's an English holiday that occurs on December 26th. So it is Boxing Day. Well, it is the day after Christmas. This is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Yep, we'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you could join us. We've got a little bit more time left. If you want to let us know what was a good gift for you, what was a bad gift for you, if you want to chime in on this Luger-Murdoch conversation that we're having, 917-889-8516.
Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Still, starting to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a closer time when I'm lying in bed to do, getting all that what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar.
Oh, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. We're talking Senator Richard Lugar. We're talking State Treasurer Richard Murdoch and Senator Lugar's comments yesterday on CNN State of the Union. The Tea Party killed the Republican chances to take the U.S. Senate 2 years ago. I agree. I think he nailed it. I think the Tea Party had a hand in playing very fringe candidates that they knew could not win. But, hey, let's make a statement instead of actually winning. Tom disagrees a little bit, so that's where we're at. If you want to give us a quick call, we have a few minutes left. 765-662-1400. Now, I'm not, and I shouldn't stereotype all Tea Parties. Some are a little different than the others. Some have, a religious aspect to them than a political. We've run into that. But overall, I think the Tea Parties tend to be, and I think Tom may have got his facts a little wrong. While the Tea Party groups did reach their pinnacle in public support or interest a couple of years ago, I think most polls reflect it, that interest and support is waning, especially with some of the fringe and fringe issues that they stand for. Especially issues that, I'm not compromising with anything. It's our way or the highway, and that's not necessarily a good thing. Tom?
Well, you're right. I don't know. I think you're kind of alluding to the fact that the Tea Party has reached their peak and did all they can do for our country. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that the foundation is that it's time to stop the same old crap that's going on in Washington, D.C. It's time to start getting business done. It's time to start working for the people. You work for us. We voted you in. We can vote you out. So that concept,
well, let me ask
I think
you this,
is,
Tom, real quick then. Isn't that exactly what the Tea Party is working against? You know, the Tea Party, and more specifically Richard Murdoch, they have it's a my way or the highway. And when you have extremes like that, on the right, and it's on the left too, nothing gets done, and that's where we stand right now.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what I said. You have a couple local pockets, i.e. going on right now in Indiana with Richard Murdoch. They're screaming a lot because it would be a huge win to upset Richard Lugar. I think they realize that the only thing they can do is make a lot of noise, and they aren't doing anything effectively. But when you look at other candidates in other states, in other places, that perhaps maybe they are making a difference. That's what I'm seeing. Right now, when you're talking about Murdoch, I agree with you 100%. The Tea Party is just a blowhard. Right now, they're not doing anything to get their candidate elected. They're not doing anything to bring attention. They're not. I don't think they're doing the grassroots stuff that they need to do. They're not showing us anything, as we listened to that last caller earlier. They're not telling us anything that Richard Lugar's done wrong. In fact, we talked about one issue, and that's the DREAM Act. And you and I, who aren't professional politicians, we're just professional opinion givers, poked holes in his theory all over the place. So I think the thing is they have a talking point chart, and they say, whenever you disagree with your opponent, insert this phrase here to fit that. It's very canned. And I don't think they
really
even know.
With right. Professionals like us, correct, Tom?
That's correct. We will nail you.
All right,
to
real
the
quick,
wall,
Tom, we're
everybody.
Running out of time. Where can people find your work?
Of course, right here on the Balance Radio Network. Stick around for hour number two of the Gary Snyder Show, The Balance, www.thebalanceonline.com. T-Balance on Twitter and Facebook, The Balance.
All right. Want to thank our guest, Tom. You have a great time at the Pacer game tonight.
I will, sir. I absolutely
and,
will.
And I want to thank our guests, Justin Fall and Jim Johnson. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
And you're listening to The Balance Radio Network. And that's right, folks. I've got to head on down to the Pacer game. So our lifetime is up, but we are going to run hour number two, as it was heard, on 1400 WBAT in Marion. And the good thing about it, the very good thing about it, is I was able to be on the host 2 hours. So I have been on the air since 3 o'clock. So it'll be 4 hours of my voice that you guys will get to hear here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. Hey, join us tomorrow, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, same bat time, same bat channel, right here on the Balance Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio across the United States. My name's Tom Marquis. We will see you tomorrow. That much I promise, if the creek does not rise.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquis Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquis Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquis Solutions, work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me. A credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Find a star on Hollywood Boulevard, somewhere between Cher and James.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. Want to thank our guest last hour, Justin Fall, from the Marion Police Department, talking about Amber Alerts and the Citizens Police Academy happening right here in Marion. We're also joined at this time by our co-host, who co-hosts from now to the end. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon. It's good to be here till the end.
Whenever the end may be.
That's right.
All right, Tom. Justin has left. So it's just you this time. Rockstar by Nickelback. On my iPhone or not?
Well, I'm going to say that it is, as much as with Broad Again and stuff we talk about with Nickelback, and as many times as you played that song before, yes, it is.
You are correct. I have given you four songs in a row that are on my iPhone. And you went 3-1, surprisingly. And the one you missed was probably one I don't know how it got on my iPhone.
Well, there you go.
All right, before we get to our next segment, and by the way, we're taking your phone calls this hour. I have been a little hard on State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, who is, I don't know, would you call it hard, or would you use a different adjective, Tom?
I would not say hard. I would say more, what is the best adjective to use?
Mean?
I would say, yeah, you've certainly made yourself very clear on your position with Dick Lugar. So I think you have slanted your optimism, your objectiveness. Let me put it that way.
Well, and I am allowed to do this because this is a radio talk show, and I am a blogger, so perfectly correct to do that, right?
Well, that's right. And according to a judge somewhere, they said bloggers weren't real media anyway. So why anybody would be worried about it, I'm not sure. But I agree with you on the whole Lugar-Murdoch thing. I think Murdoch is not the right guy for the job, and I think Lugar. So you've not said anything I disagree with. I'll put it that way.
And we are taking phone calls this hour. If you want to chime in on why I'm wrong, and Lord knows there are plenty of you out there that believe that. 765-662-1400. Before we get to those phone calls, though, which we have one waiting. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your hometown Chevy and used car dealer. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, that's important. Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and there should not be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are your one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call 866-466-1956. Ask for Barry. You know the saying. You can visit them at barrybunker.com or just head on over to their store at 1307 North Wabash in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. And, of course, I should not have to say this because you all know it anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, we are opening the phones up, 765-662-1400. I can tell you right now they're full. Full. So if you want to chime in, keep trying back. If you want to chime in on, hey, am I wrong about Senator Lugar or Senator Murdoch? I am a big Richard Lugar fan. I think Richard Murdoch is the wrong person for this job. I think he sits on the fringe of, you know, what most Hoosiers believe and most Indiana Republicans believe. I've made no bones about it, and I've not tried to hide behind that. So we'll take your phone call, 765-662-1400. We have a caller. Morgan, are you there?
I'm there. And frankly, I couldn't disagree with you more about Dick Lugar. It's what he's voted on as a senator that bothers me. It bothers me and has led me to say, no, I'm not going to vote for Dick Lugar under any circumstances.
All right. You say it's what he's voted for. So he has a 30-year voting record. You disagree with some of his votes. Tell us what you disagree with that would make you vote for Richard Murdoch.
Well, I disagree with Lugar's past support of the DREAM Act, his support of giving amnesty for illegal immigrants. I'm opposed to his voting for Senate Bill 510, which gave more powers to the FDA. I'm opposed to his support of Senate Bill 679, which would give the executive branch the ability to bypass Senate confirmation, the Senate confirmation process for presidential appointments. I'm opposed to his support of increased environmental regulations, his support of increased energy regulations. I'm opposed to his support of the bailouts, TARP, particularly the bailouts of the auto industries, Chrysler and GM. I'm opposed to his supporting the bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And also, as far as TARP is concerned, I also am opposed to his voting against returning some of the unused TARP funds back into the Treasury. And there's, of course, a few other things I'm very much opposed to, including also his support in the past of gun control.
All right. Well, let's I guess, start with, and we'll just address a couple of these because we have more callers on the line here. But let's start with the DREAM Act. The DREAM Act basically says that if you're here under no fault of your own, even though your parents are illegal, and you've been through grade school, high school, getting ready to go to college, whatever, or you join the military, that you should not be able to stay here as a legal resident. So you oppose that. What would your solution be then? Throw them all out?
No, absolutely not. I would not. I would say that they should reapply for. They should reapply to reenter as legal immigrants, and they would have to go into the back of the line to make way for the other immigrants who immigrate here legally, who have done it the right way.
But these children of these illegal immigrants have done nothing wrong. They were brought here through no fault of their own, have been good citizens, have to go through a huge process to stay. And you can say you don't want to send them all back, but that's what you're talking about when you say make them go back and apply and go through the regular process.
Well, then, I am in favor of reforming the current process as it is. I think it stinks, especially in regards to legal immigrants. It's the bureaucracy and the red tape and, of course, the amount of money that has to be poured in just to try to immigrate legally. It needs to be reformed. But this kind of reform in allowing amnesty for illegal immigrants, that's not right. It not only goes against the law, but it also is unfair for legal immigrants who actually try to do it the lawful way as it stands right now and try and actually go through all that bureaucratic nightmare just to immigrate legally.
So, again, the question is, what do we do with these children of illegal immigrants who have been here, been upstanding citizens, went through high school, went through college, been here for years, or even served in the military or want to serve in the military? You know, the only other option is to arrest them all and send them back.
No, I don't believe that is the best option. I think there's another option, that is simply allowing these kids, if they want to, allowing these kids to either go through the process or then be deported. But they have to go through the process, I think, like every other legal immigrant.
All right. Tom, do you have anything from Oregon?
Well, yeah, a couple things. And I understand where you're coming from because I totally get it. And I'm, as far as being on the side of the fence for illegal aliens, I'm totally opposed to that. Where I think the DREAM Act kind of makes that separation, if you will, and I think what Lugar was trying to support was the fact that these young kids who have been here their whole life have proven themselves to be able to make it through our education system. And because, you know, when they go to become a citizen, there are certain history questions and certain education questions they have to ask. I think what the DREAM Act does is it allows those few immigrants, not everybody, they have to qualify for this, who want to continue their education or put on a United States military uniform. Now, if you think back in the American Revolutionary War, Minutemen were from England. They were supporting the U.S. rights to be sovereign from England. They were English. They were not Americans at that time. So a Minutemen, if you look at it from that aspect, were foreigners who wanted to put on a uniform to
support the sovereign nation of the United States of America. And when you take an oath as a military person, you swear to defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies both foreign and abroad. So if you have did your education and you've went through the system of the educational system, I think what Luger's saying is if you've proven yourself all of your life to stay out of trouble, to get an education, which is what we require for citizenship, by the way, and or want to further your education and or put on a uniform to defend the United States against enemies both foreign and abroad, then yes, you can stay. That's what the DREAM Act is for. That's what Senator Lugar voted for. He didn't vote for all illegal aliens to stay in and get an education and that be the end-all and say of it all.
Well, first of all, an argument about back when we were colonists and back when we were English during the before the Revolutionary War, that's actually a flawed argument because the United States of America prior to 1775 did not technically exist. I mean, we still were... America was still at the time just a collection of colonies that were part of the British Empire. So, yeah, of course they were English back then. They were part. They considered themselves English citizens. They weren't. They didn't consider themselves necessarily a separate nation. There's a bit of a difference there. The second point leads to a question about this. Who foots the bill for those who want to get an education who are illegal immigrants? I mean, do they pay for it themselves? Is there a way to do that they can pay for it themselves, or is it taxpayers that have to pay for it?
Well, and Morgan, we want to thank you for giving us a call, and thank you for listening and listen in as we continue this conversation. If you want to chime in on this, 765-662-1400, you know, does that what it gets down to is that you just don't want them using our tax money? And I believe the DREAM Act says, hey, if you're here getting an education through no fault of your own, you have to pay for your own school. And I guess where I take issue is the TARP, because when you take a look at the TARP and the bailout of Chrysler and the bailout of Chrysler and GM, especially to Hoosier workers, where, you know, if Chrysler and GM were allowed to go under, can you imagine this devastation that would have happened to our economy? Now, Richard Murdoch doesn't give a rat's ass about that. He even tried to take it to court and say no. But I guarantee you that the 9, 10, 15,000 GM and Chrysler workers here in the in Indiana are pretty thankful that Senator Richard Lugar voted to help them out.
Right. And here's what I like about Lugar. And I think really what the Tea Party really has an issue with is, and as I sit there and just listen to him name one after vote after vote after vote after vote.
And again, he pointed out a handful out of a 30-year voting record.
Well, exactly. And I think what it goes to is just simply this. The Tea Party hates, and let's just use this word loosely, the establishment. Here's the thing. I am for term limits. I think that should be something that should be looked at. But at the same time, when you're someone who has served in Senate, like you said, for 30 years, or you're running for president, you can't be at that level and not be a part of the establishment. I mean, as much as I like politics, I mean, I might be able to go out and run for state senate and possibly win. I'm not announcing a candidacy or anything. I could probably maybe do that. But to run for a senator of the United States of America, where your vote is based on the population of the state, the number of senators that we have, when you're running for that position, you want someone who's qualified. And if you want to look at the establishment, what defines the establishment? Because obviously Murdoch's been around the political establishment.
Oh yeah. Hey, Tom, do me one quick favor. Can you hold that thought as we take a quick break?
Sure.
All right, when we come back, again, if you want to give us a call, 765-662-1400, you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-5060. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-5060. 800-460-5060.
A year to remember the late Bill Green. A year to follow the progress of Billy Shepard. It's yet another storied season of Marion basketball on the station that's been telling the Giants story for over a half century. 1400 WBAT.
Rolls another three. Got it! Oh, Billy Shepard's on the floor. Rolls get the biggest shot of the game, and Marion's up by three.
Marion Giants basketball with Jim and Jeff. Game night on 1400 WBAT.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby Storrs, at the good old hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Second period.
Where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind. But they grab the...
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, the good old hockey game. On my iPhone or not, Tom?
Absolutely it is.
Actually, this one is not. This one is not on my iPhone. While it is on my iTunes, it is not loaded into the Gary Snyder Great Song playlist.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
So I'll give you half an answer there because it's, I mean, technically you're probably right, and if I pay more attention to the songs, it'd probably be on there, but... I just looked through, and I did not see it, so.
Well, there you go.
Well, go ahead and finish your point about Senator Lugar, Tom.
Well, it's just, the thing is, I think that the bottom line is Tea Party supporters support Murdoch simply because the Tea Party says, well, if you've been elected for several terms, you got to be bad. So I'm just gonna open up Google, see everything that he's voted for, and just start randomly saying things off. I think he doesn't know about as much about Lugar's voting history as he wants to claim. I don't think the Tea Party knows as much about the establishment as they want to say they do. Now, don't get me wrong. I like what the Tea Party's doing. I think they are doing some good things. And I think that some people need to go. And I think some people have proven that they can't get the job done. But some people have proven that more times than not, in 30 years, you're not going to make everybody happy all the time. That's just an unrealistic expectation. But to get elected every 4 years for 30 years, not for 30 years, but to equal 30 years, you're doing something right. Okay. Now, either America is really stupid, which a lot of us are, or we believe as citizens of the state of Indiana and who we send to Senate and Congress as our representation, I think in a lot of ways, senators carry a lot more weight and a lot more power and a lot more responsibility than Congress.
And Tom, I think when you take a look at State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, and by all means a very nice guy, we're not saying that at all, but I think to beat or to be something other than Richard Lugar, he has to be the perpetual contrarian. He has to embrace that fringe Tea Party group, the Tea Party Express, the same one that endorsed Christine O'Donnell and Sharon Angle, and is against any compromise whatsoever. And contrary to what people say, and I will disagree with you guys until the end on this, who say no compromise. Don't compromise with the Democrats. Don't work across that aisle. Well, let me tell you what, buddy. This is what got us to where we're at today. When you take a look back at the 80s and 90s, when you had a Republican president and a Democratic Congress, Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, there was a lot of compromise that went on there. And those two eras, the 80s and 90s, are looked upon as some of the best economic times that we have had. Deficits under control, spending not at the levels that it is today. When you have strict and diehard partisanship that we find in Richard Murdoch, and to be quite frank, some of our congressmen too, on both sides of the aisle. I mean, you can look at Marlon Stutzman up in Fort Wayne. You know, he's bought into that Tea Party tea. And I'm telling you what, I'm not drinking it anymore. When you want to put our economy at risk and say, oh, well, no, we don't want to raise the debt ceiling, that would be, that's going against our principle. Yeah, but it was good for our economy. If you let those things default, what does that do for the economy? If you let Chrysler and GM fail, what's that do to the economy? You think it's crappy now. Let GM or Chrysler fail here in Indiana. We have a 9.0 unemployment rate. Do you want to see 15%? Do you want to see 20%? All right, again, we'll probably pick this up next hour. We've got some calls on hold. Unfortunately, we can't get to you right now. We'll try again next hour because this seems to be a hot-button topic. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Leasing is back at Matthews Buick GMC Truck in Marion. Right now you can lease for less than $300 a month the 2012 Buick Regal, the 2012 GMC Terrain, and the 2012 GMC Sierra four-wheel drive regular cab. A brand new vehicle for less than your current car payment. See Matthews on the bypass in Marion for the details. Matthews Buick GMC Truck. 7 decades, 4 generations, 1 tradition. The great lease deals will have you singing.
We all know how serious Ed Breen can be, but we see the fun side of Mr. Ed.
Just a little silliness today for a change.
And you can too by listening weekday mornings to 1400 WBAT's Good Morning Grant County. In fact, Ed's looking forward to a lot of enjoyment in his next career too.
Play shortstop for the Cubs.
Maybe even lead them to that elusive World Series crown.
Worth a million.
Ed Breen and the Good Morning Grant County team. The good, the bad, and definitely the ugly. On 1400 WBAT
News. I was struggling to maintain contact with the professional world.
Dr. Ferner of Indianapolis talks about why he got the new CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana.
When I got the CapTel phone, it turned it around.
Go to RelayIndiana.com. That's RelayIndiana.com. And read up on the CapTel Caption phone.
People that I talk with do not necessarily know that I have this CapTel service. It's a piece of cake.
Go to RelayIndiana.com to learn more.
Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46 is coming to town. So come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, the NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-TIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl. The NFL prefers Visa, the official card of the NFL.
Is right to work wrong for Indiana? What educational topics will surface? Will we see local government reform? State Senator Jim Banks will be in the middle of those General Assembly discussions.
weekends, and he'll have weekly updates. Starting Friday, January 6th at 7:15 a.m., WBAT brings you the observations of Senator Banks. And if you'd like to submit questions for the senator, email them to wbat@comtech.com. It starts Friday, January 6th at 7:15 a.m. on 1400 WBAT. We keep you legislatively informed.
Bringing local news to Fairmount, Upland, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Ed Thurman with WBAT News. Indiana State Police and authorities in Alexandria found not one but two meth labs over the holiday weekend and arrested two persons in connection with them. 24-year-old Cody McLaughlin and 26-year-old Michael Mabbitt of Alexandria are both charged with felony counts of dealing in methamphetamine and for dealing meth within 1,000 feet of a school. The two men were arrested over the weekend for allegedly running two meth labs in Alexandria. Police are unsure at this point if the labs are related. They say further arrests could be forthcoming in the cases. As he finishes off his eighth year in office, Marion Mayor Wayne Siebold is reflecting back on accomplishments of this year and looking forward to 2012 when he begins his third term. The mayor says 2011 has been a roller coaster year filled with highlights and lowlights. One lowlight is the condition of housing for some Marion residents who live in poverty. Siebold said recent discoveries of people living in unhealthy and unsafe conditions troubles him. And he says these kinds of problems must be addressed.
If you don't talk about the problems that you have in your community, you don't fix them. And you know, so many times we don't want to talk about domestic violence and drug abuse and hoarding and those things. We don't want to talk about them because we always want the city to seem pristine. But if we don't talk about those things and we don't point them out and bring them to the forefront, you're not going to fix it. And so I think you have to sometimes talk about those things.
Siebold said decent housing is a priority of his in the next 4 years, especially market-rate apartments to offer to new residents when they first move to the city. And the Muncie woman was killed and three other persons seriously hurt Christmas night when a car ran off a Madison County road and struck a tree southeast of Frankton. Police say 69-year-old Evelyn McGunnickle of Muncie was dead at the scene of the crash. I'm Ed Thurman.
Out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
My whole Saturday and Sunday too. I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. But too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. And yeah, they say running is useless.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome back. Before we get to our guest, Freightco. They are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus a competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes with many bean drop and hooks, so if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or you just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. I have his number. You want it? 866-397-2581, or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. All right. We're joined right now, as always, by Tom Marquis, the co-host from Now to the End. Tom, say hi.
Good afternoon and happy Monday.
And we are also joined by Jim Johnson. He writes for the Journal Review out of Crawfordsville, covers the Indiana Pacers, and he has seen Tom tear apart a Pacer press room buffet. Jim, welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. Well, the Pacers open up tonight, a little bit different team than what we saw last year. The Detroit Pistons are in town. What should our listeners, Pacer fans, expect out of the Pacers, not only tonight, but this season?
Well, I think we should expect a lot of good things. I think basically everything that Frank Vogel has said since he took over the job on January 30th, I think we should expect. He said that we should expect good things, a good team, and positive things, and I absolutely, at least he's won me over. The sales pitch has worked with me, and I think that we can expect good things from this team.
Now, Jim, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking time to get with us. I know you haven't been feeling well, so I appreciate
No.
you taking some time to get with us today. Now, I was looking in your last article, and I was reading your last article, and you believe that Frank Vogel is a key part of the success of the Pacers. So, what is it about Frank Vogel? You just said that he's sold you. I like him a lot myself, and I think that he's got a lot of great plans for the Pacers, but he's not making any really major changes, and that's what he told me a week or so ago at the first pregame. So what is it about Frank Vogel that you believe will have the Pacers on the right track?
Well, that article that you mentioned, I think, and there I mentioned that people underestimate how important it is to have a leader who is positive, and I just don't get how this Pacers team went from a guy like Jim O'Brien, who was so negative and brought the players down so much, to a guy like Frank Vogel, who is just, I mean, completely on the opposite end, and they were on the same coaching staff together, which kind of boggles my mind a little bit. But I mean, to have people underestimate the power of being positive and you know, to, I don't know, how do I word it? Before you guys had a radio show, I'm sure you sat there and you imagined that you were going to have a radio show one day. Well, Frank Vogel, and now you do. Well, Frank Vogel is that type of guy that can put that image in the players' heads that they're champions, that they're NBA champions, and that they can win games. And it's because of his positive outlook, I think. And, you know, before you can do something, you got to believe it that you can do it. And I think that Frank Vogel's the guy that, I mean, he's shown that he believes in the guys, and whenever he believes in the guys, eventually they'll believe in themselves.
Now the Pacers come in this season after making the playoffs last year after a long absence. Almost did it there. After a long absence, and to be quite frank, lost to the Chicago Bulls in the opening round of the playoffs. But, boy, that was a pretty hard-fought playoff series and took the Bulls to the edge of about every game. What do you expect to see from the well, I guess let me change that. Who are some new cast members for the Pacers that maybe our listeners who don't pay attention to them every night Who should we be looking for as we start the season tonight?
Well, I think the one that we'll be looking for the most is going to be George Hill. Of course, during the preseason, he came off the bench, but now you've got a group of guys who have yet another year of experience, like Paul George. I mean, he showed some really good things last year as a rookie, and now he comes in with a year of experience under his belt, and having a year of experience can really help you confidence-wise, and I think that's going to help Paul George. And then Tyler Hansbrough, going back to Frank Vogel being so positive. Once Jim O'Brien was fired, he kind of saw things change for not only Hansbrough but Roy Hibbert, and they started believing in themselves and gaining a little bit of confidence. And Tyler Hansbrough picked up, as you saw in that first preseason game. Tyler Hansbrough picked up where he left off last season, playing at 150%. And so I think, I mean, really the new guy, the only new guy, besides David West, I forgot about him. He's still pretty new, but, George Hill's going to be an impact player. And I think that David West is going to be an impact player as well. He's got like 8 years of experience, and we should see. He's going to start tonight, and we should see some good things out of him.
Well, you know, and like you said, Hansbrough really took the ball and running, and no pun intended there. So I'm really looking forward. A lot of people are excited about the Pacers. I like the energy about the Pacers. As you mentioned, former Hornets All-Star David West has joined the fray here in Indy to help ease the scoring burden from Danny Granger. And the team also expects improvements from the big guy, 7'2" center, Warry Hibbert, as well as point guard Darren Collison, who obviously began his NBA career in the Big Easy with the West. A lot of new chemistry, a lot of new blood, out with the bad, in with the good is what I say. So how do the Pacers keep it together? It's a shortened year. In a lot of ways, this might hurt them, but what are some of the things the Pacers got to do to just win game by game each night that they play and try to have a very, very successful season this year?
Well, obviously it's physical rest. They've got to figure out how to rest up in between games. But a lot of it is going to be mental. I know I've talked a lot about being mental, and I'm not trying to sound like a psychiatrist here, but no, it's a lot of it's just going to be mental. And I think the team that comes out of the league as the NBA champions this year is going to be the toughest team mentally, and the one that can stick together, and so for the Pacers to really to do well this year, they're really going to have to be mentally tough.
All right, Jim, they have a 66 game schedule. Where do you see the Pacers? What do you see the Pacers doing? At least maybe win loss wise or standing wise. In the Eastern Conference this year?
Well, it's going to be a long overnight sensation with this team, I think. I don't think you can turn things around in a year, although, Vogel did a pretty good job once he took over in January. But I think they're just over 500. I don't think that they're going to, blow anybody out of the water and start winning championships, but I see them being just over 500 this year.
Now, Jim, we're talking with Jim Johnson, and I appreciate you taking some time to get with us tonight and talk with us a little bit about the Pacers. Now, let's talk a little bit about their opponents tonight. Obviously, Detroit comes into town. No new team for the Pacers, but it is a new era in Detroit as well, which enters its 2011-2012 campaign with a new head coach as well, Lawrence Frank, which takes the helm from John Kessler. I always want to say Keister, and if it's Keister, Jim, please correct me, but I didn't want to ever say Keister and be wrong. But obviously he was fired.
We're going 57-107 after two continue seasons, including a 30-52 mark last season. Now, that's a long, long way away from the Eastern Conference final appearances that the Pistons had 2003, 2008. The Pistons want to get back, and they want to start the season off with a high-impact win against the Indiana Pacers at home. So what are some of the keys to the game on both sides, and what are some of the things that Pacer fans are going to see tonight happen down there at formerly Conseco Fieldhouse? Bankers
you almost
Life
called
now.
It Conseco Fieldhouse, didn't you?
Almost did. Absolutely.
Bankers
right.
Life. Bankers Life Fieldhouse. I'm not sure I really like the name. How about you?
I'm not a big fan of it, but I guess it's all about where the money is,
yeah,
and money talks, right?
Right, exactly. No, I think it's really interesting, these two teams coming into this game and how similar they are, really, because they're trying to overcome a lot of negative with some positive. This is the first time in a while that I've really gone into a game feeling like, well, the Pacers have it. And it's because of we've been able to see how well they've played lately, and then the Pistons, you know, obviously not having a great year last year, but I don't know that they necessarily do have it. I think it is two teams that are trying to prove themselves, and it really could be a I almost said a brawl, but I don't mean an actual brawl. Knock down, drag out type game. You know, it could be a good game. Obviously, you mentioned keys or asked about keys, and I think the keys are the same in every game. Take care of the basketball, hit your shots, limit the turnovers, rebound. Obviously, if you do those things, I don't mean to sound like a coach by saying that, but you do those things, and it's hard to get beat.
All right, when we take a look at the preseason, they played two games against the Bulls. One thing that really jumped out to me about the Pacers was inconsistency, maybe a good quarter or two, and then a really lousy quarter or two. Is that a worry for the Pacers this year?
No, I don't think so. And you know, whenever I looked at them, losing in the preseason, I kind of thought back to the Colts, whenever they would drop all of their preseason games and then go and win a Super Bowl. And, the preseason...
Well, let me qualify that, because they lost all their preseason games this year and almost didn't win a game.
Well, the circumstances were a little bit different. They didn't have their guy, but no, I don't think that losing all their preseason games constitutes or at least lays the groundwork for the rest of the season. We do also have to keep in mind that they were knocking off an awful lot of rust. Their first game or playing in a competitive game full throttle since last spring. And I don't think it has anything. Or it'll tell us anything about the season. And if it does, I think they'll definitely get it fixed.
Jim, and one of the things, I think I even talked with you about this down at the field house last week, and I know I've talked with Gary about this very same thing. I think that it's not going to take much for Frank Vogel to be on the hot seat. Now, I'm not saying that Larry Bird will fire Frank Vogel mid-season, but I will say this, that Frank Vogel has to have a successful season this year. I think this is the last year we'll see Larry Bird. I think Larry Bird's losing patience. He obviously wants to leave the team on a high note. So what would be a successful season, not to me, not to you, not to the fans, but to Larry Bird?
Oh, that's a tough question. Didn't I tell you not to ask me tough questions?
You did. No. I'm sorry. I had to sneak one in there.
I don't know. That's probably only the answer to that is probably only known by Larry Bird and Frank Vogel, maybe Mr. Simon. But I would think that being over 500 or a few games over 500 and several games over 500 and and at least getting past. I mean, you at least got to get past the first round of the playoffs. I think would definitely be a success. Cause like I said, you know, it's not going to be an overnight sensation, and they do have a long ways to go, and you know, they're not as young anymore, but they're still pretty new, and they're new to each other in some ways, in terms of some of the key players like David West and George Hill coming in. So I mean, they've got some things to figure out, but I agree that Vogel could be on the hot seat because he is a new coach and he's never proven anything before, and you know, I mean, he doesn't have that history of saying, well, I've been able to do it before. So I do agree with you there. I think that Bird will be, I don't know, that's a tough question on Bird, but I would think that, you know, this past summer he's really circled this summer on, or this off season on his calendar as saying, hey, we've got some money to play with here and we can go out and do some things. And I would think that he would like to see the fruits of that. I would think he'd like to stick around and at least maybe get a championship eventually from those moves that he makes.
Well, hey, Jim, attendance over the last couple of years has been an issue. Really just not a team, a product that people wanted to go see. Is this a product? Is this a team that people are going to want to head down to Bankers Life and see?
Yeah, Bankers Life. We'll just call it the Field House. How's that sound? But yeah, no, I definitely do. I think that teams are gonna. I think it's gonna be fun basketball to watch. That first preseason game, you know, it was a full house. I don't know what the exact attendance was, but you know, it was better than most of the games last year. And gosh, even last year when the Bulls came to town, you had mostly red in the stands. And last week, that preseason game when the Bulls were here, I mean, there was just speckles of red. So that's a positive thing. The other thing that's really going to help the Pacers this year is I think that with the Colts having such a poor season, you know, they have an opportunity, I think, to win some fans over.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you taking some time to be with us tonight. We're about out of time for you today, and I'm sure I'll see you down there at the Field House.
the Field House.
But any last-minute things that maybe you'd like to point out that we didn't ask you, and where can people find your work and your masterpieces at?
My masterpieces? I haven't even found my masterpieces yet. but no... No, you can find me at journalreview.com is where I have my work. I have a column most Saturdays, and you can follow me on Twitter, Jim Johnson, WIRE. No, but with the Pacers, I think it's going to be a fun season. You're finally getting some personalities back into the locker room, and some people are getting a little bit more comfortable. I mean, they're for a while, you know, after the brawl, they were trying to limit. It seemed like they were trying to limit the personalities, or at least, you know, the people that just go out and talk and run their mouth and not represent the organization well. But now you've got some guys who are comfortable and who are good people, but also have a little bit of personality to them. I think it's going to be a fun year. You've got a coach with a great personality. And I think it's going to be a fun year for the Pacers.
Well, hey, Jim, just a little advice here. Keep the fingers away from Tom during the pregame press buffet.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't even know what to he better keep his fingers off my food as well.
Thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate you coming on, and don't be a stranger this season.
All right. Hey, thank you.
All right. I want to thank all of our guests this hour. We had some phone calls. And again, we're going to open up the phone lines again next hour. And if you guys want to call back in, I know we had some calls waiting. talking about Richard Murdoch and his extreme positions and why he is not right for Indiana. If you think I'm wrong, here's your chance to call and tell me how I'm wrong. 765-662-1400. Again, want to thank our callers this hour. Also, Jim Johnson from the Journal Review out of Crawfordsville and also covers the Indiana Pacers. Tom will be back with us at the top of the hour here. You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.